Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. How long would it take you to get into the center of God's will? A couple days, weeks, or years? When we stumble from our walk with God, we often let discouragement prevent us from turning back. In this podcast, Caleb Reed explains from personal experience that God is only one step away.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Caleb Reed, and I am recording now from Deltona, Florida. I'm actually down here with Dr. Jim. We're taking a couple of weeks to train and travel and see what the Lord can do. I want to present to you a scenario this afternoon, and I want to see if you resonate with a scenario that I've experienced far too often. Imagine this. You meet with the Lord in the morning. It's a good time. You spend time in the Word. You spend time in prayer, and you're encouraged. You're genuinely encouraged, and you walk out of your day saying, man, I'm going to walk with the Lord. The Lord is good. And then about partway through the day, maybe you don't even get out of the morning, something happens, something irritates you, blindsides you, you're not expecting it, and by lunchtime, you are just irritated. You're frustrated and just in the flesh. Maybe by the afternoon, you're starting to get frustrated again, and you realize, man, something's not right, and you look back at your morning devotions, and you think, boy, I had such a good morning devotions. How is it possible that I had such a great morning devotions, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm spitting nails mad? Well, maybe you've never experienced that, but I have on too many occasions. And just recently, the Lord began to do a work in my heart that when I find myself in that position, instead of thinking to myself, well, I'll just have to wait till tomorrow's devotions before I can finally get back on track. Instead of thinking, ah, I've blown it for today, I'll have to wait till tomorrow's devotions until I can make things fresh and new, because Scripture says their mercies are new every morning, right? Instead of thinking that way, the Lord has been dealing with me about the fact that I am always just one step away from revival. You know, friends who are listening, I want you to remember something. You were always just one step away from God. You were always just one decision away from being right with God and walking with His Spirit. The Lord's been dealing with me recently, actually coming out of the Victory Conference, as the Lord showed me some lies I had believed about Him and began to give me understanding that He always keeps His promises. See, when I was a young person, there was a couple of times I remember specifically where I'd asked someone to keep me accountable, someone I respected, and I said, hey, I'm struggling in this area, keep me accountable. And they said, I'll keep you accountable, Caleb. Wonderful. So I was counting on it, and they didn't do it. And after this happened 2 or 3 times, I got to the point where I didn't feel like I could trust that person. And without even realizing it, that had spilled over into the way I viewed most all authority, and it had spilled over into how I viewed even God Himself. And so when I would read promises in God's Word that would say stuff like 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, I would know that's true, and yet I would be tempted to say, but what if not? Or let's just say Romans chapter 8, where Paul writes about the love of God, and it is beyond human understanding, and there is nothing, height nor depth nor principalities nor powers nor any other creature is able to separate us from the love of God. And I would think, but I might. You see, I had learned to doubt God's promises, but actually over the conference, the Lord revealed to me, because I had come up with an assumption of that one authority, it's how I began to view God. And so I began to believe I could not always trust God's promises. So let's look back at our scenario. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and boy, you're frustrated, just frustrated. You had a great morning devotion, and you think, I am an awful Christian. I had a great morning devotion, and I am angry, or I'm irritable, or I'm in the flesh, or whatever it may be. And I want us to remember, we are always, according to God's promises, just one step away from being clean with God, right with Him, and walking with Him. James chapter 4, verse 8, you know this verse, it's very familiar, but it says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. This is a command to us personally to take the first step. Jesus said it. He said, knock. He said, ask. he said seek. In Revelation, John writes come. In Isaiah, the scripture says, ho, any man that thirsts. Jesus stood up and said, if any man thirst. See, the decision is up to us. And God promises if we will but take the first step back towards him, he always promises to turn to us. You are always but one step away from being clean and walking with God. And you know, just recently, this is after the conference, I remember sitting in my car after finishing work, about to go into the house, and I didn't want to go into the house frustrated, and I felt like the rest of my day was ruined because I had walked in the flesh that afternoon, and God clearly dealt with me, believe my promise, turn to me, and you can walk with me. And it was so simple. Catch this. Sitting in my car, I just said, Lord, that decision in the afternoon when I got frustrated over this situation and I was worried about my reputation or that person treated me wrong or whatever it was, Lord, that decision, that was wrong. I confess that. I shouldn't have made that decision. And then the Lord, about half an hour later, when I said this to that person, Lord, that was out of irritation. That was flesh. And that was wrong. And those two things, Lord, I was wrong for those. And to the best that I know, those are the areas where I stepped into the flesh today. And Lord, I cast down that wrong thinking, that evil way of communication. And now, Lord, would you fill me? And you know, as simple as that, all I did was make one decision. And that is to turn back to the Lord. I confessed where I'd gone wrong, asked for his filling again. And you know what, friend? I had the rest of the evening to walk with the Lord. The scripture says his mercies are new every morning, but it's not just every morning. At any point, you are always just one step away from walking with the Lord. Would you believe his promise? Would you believe his promise that at any point you can draw nigh to him and he promises to draw nigh to you? Just remember, friend, you're only one step away. You're only one decision away from walking with the King.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.